Thank you.
I have a question now for Daniel Kulik, who is the rhythm guitarist, a great musician. Daniel, you seem to be never playing the same chord twice with an amazing progression of chords. I couldn't even follow them all. Can you tell us a little bit about the chords you're playing and maybe give us a little demonstration of the chords outside of a song?
Yes, I'd love to, Carl. And by the way, I wanted to tell you that you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Most of these songs are part of the Great American Song Canon, songs by George Gershwin or Berlin or any of the great songwriters. And so a lot of them, you can take, let's say, of a blues tune and you can just kind of play it with. You can kind of do that, or you can go. You can kind of have a more of a decision upon what you want to do. And since Chaz is taking the rides or Joel is, it's just me and Eric, I can sort of play different chords as long as I land on the correct chord at the right time. It's all good. But there's all these in-between passing chords you can kind of have fun with. And I'm not going to make any more sense than that.
Is this the sort of thing you do spontaneously during a song, or do you have to, does it throw the other guys off if you pop something in there that they haven't heard before?
Yes, on stage I might not do it as much, but if we're playing a tune, you can have a turnaround that goes, or you can go. Or you can go. There's all these options that you can have, but usually you might hear the soloist doing something that's a little out of the ordinary, and so you go for the chord or the harmony that's going to suit that.
Thank you, Daniel.
Awesome.
Whoa. I'm not sure I understood what he said, but it sounded fabulous. The music is great.
Me neither. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Next is another Billie Holiday song, Did I Remember?
Are y'all having a fun time tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a treat to be here in Eunice. You know, normally I'm playing in Cajun bands, and Cajun music is a dear love of my life, clearly, and I travel with my husband and my son. It's all over the place playing Cajun music. And so it's just such a treat to be able to bring this other love of mine to you all in Eunice, because I know you all are open to music and very musical friends, and so I hope you're liking it and learning something, maybe a little something new. And thanks for coming out tonight. Okay, we're gonna do a little song for you again.
have a couple of more questions for you, Anne, if you will. You play with several bands, the Magnolia Sisters, the Savoy Family Band, the Sleepless Nights. You've recorded a CD with Linda Ronstadt. Tell us a bit about your travels.
Well, we travel quite a bit playing music, but it's interesting to think about this. Because this music we're playing tonight is not unique, because a lot of people all over America and in Paris and in Europe play this kind of music, this would not be the music that would let me take a nice trip. More ordinary would be a Cajun band, because nobody else in the world plays Cajun music but the people from here. So that's something that's really been thrilling, is to get out and travel the world, and it's really, I have to give thank Cajun music and the Cajun culture for that. So thank you, Cajun people, for your beautiful music.
You just came back from a trip to Europe.
Yes, the Magnolia Sisters just toured Wales, England and France, and the Savoy Family Band just went to England and Belgium, and the Savoy Family Band's going to Australia and New Zealand in the spring, thanks to Cajun music once again. So yeah, it's been awesome.
There's one other member of the Savoy family who plays with this band periodically, Wilson Savoy, who is not here tonight because his band, the Pine Leaf Boys, has a gig up in the Midwest someplace.
They're in Ohio tonight.
Ohio.
Yeah.
So we miss Wilson. Sorry he's not here.
Well, I have to mention a couple other people that play with this band sometimes, too. The brilliant fiddler, Kevin Wimmer, and the fantastic guitar player, Tom Mitchell. They also play with this band. Tom lives in Baltimore, and he had another job tonight. And Kevin, they're all over the place. So you know what I mean. It's hard to round up a band. But I love, these are all just great musicians, and I'm honored to play with them, I tell you.
Well, we're happy to be on stage with you, Anne. Speaking of Cajun music, we're going to make one exception to my opening comment that the music tonight is not from the Cajun genre. The next song was composed by a Cajun musician from Moraine, Louisiana, over in Acadia Parish, Happy Fats LeBlanc. Here is Allons là-bas à Lafayette.
Les belles filles, on va danser, on va amuser, on va avoir le meilleur temps de nos vies. Moi je connais, tu connais, c'est la place où moi je vais aller. Les petites filles après m'espérer, allons là-bas à la foyer. On va danser, on va amuser, on va avoir le meilleur temps de notre vie. Moi je connais, tu connais, c'est la place où moi je vais aller. Les petites filles après m'espérer, allons là-bas à la Fayette.
Song.
I have a question now for our fabulous bass player, Eric Fry. Eric, you have a bow in a sling on the side of your bass. Quiver.
Here's the funny thing, Carl. You put your bow in a quiver on a bass, which is kind of opposite. Normally, your arrows go in the quiver.
Well, thank you for bringing the bow tonight. Tell us why you have the bow. When do you use it? What kinds of songs do you use that on instead of picking the bass by hand?
Well, the reason I play with a bow is because if I didn't, my dad would be really mad at me because he's the one that paid for all them lessons back a long time ago. But no, really, this instrument was designed to be bowed originally. This instrument, as well all the other instruments on stage tonight, all are kind of, they have a direct descendant from an instrument called the viol da gamba, which was originally a bowed instrument, and all these other instruments kind of came from there. The bass was a bowed instrument, as well as the violin, and it wasn't until later that people started slapping the bass and picking it and everything too. So the thing is, I picked the bass because I'm really not that good at playing with a bow, to be honest with you.
You prefer not to play with a bow?
Oh no, I love playing with a bow. And the great thing about playing with a bow on the bass is you can make it sound like a tuba, which, you know, we don't have here, and I can't play anyway. So
could you give us a little demonstration of the bow?
Sure.
I'm glad I asked. Thank you, Eric. That was great. Give us a little bit of insight behind the scenes. Okay, our next song is a French waltz called Indifférence. Indifférence. Thank you. Hot stuff, guys, hot stuff. That French waltz stuff is really something, isn't it? Back now to a little classic swing. Our next song is by the great Django Reinhardt. But before we play that, I'd like to ask Joel if you could give us a little bit of background on Django and explain somewhat about his significance in this type of music, gypsy swing music.
Django Reinhardt was a Belgian-born virtuoso banjo player, and he injured his hand in a fire. He lived in a caravan, and he was putting out a fire to save his wife and child, I believe, and he maimed his left hand, which he would normally fret the guitar with. So he had basically his index finger and his middle finger that he could note the guitar with. And when he was recovering in the hospital with his burned hand, he picked up a guitar, and to be able to use those fingers at all to kind of, you know, get his strength back up in that hand, he just started practicing the guitar and practicing the guitar with just those two fingers. And when he died in the early 50s, I believe he was in his mid-40s, he was probably recognized and is still today as one out of four of the most influential guitar players in the world. He developed this style with two fingers, and everybody, there's been zillions of people that have tried to duplicate it for years and years and years, but nobody's ever come close to what he was doing with those two fingers.
Wow, thank you, Joel. Absolute genius. Okay, this song is by Django Reinhardt, and it's called J'attendrai. J'attendrai. I should take a minute before we are done. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes left, the group, to mention that next week the performers on this program will be the Huval Family Band. They're a group of musicians from Brobridge, Louisiana, featuring Brazos Huval and some of his brothers. It's a 14-children family, and only about half of them play music, and I'm never really sure who's going to be in the Huval Family Band, but they're all good. They're great performers, and you'll really enjoy an evening with the Huval Family Band playing great Cajun music here. We also should take another minute to recognize our wonderful sponsors who underwrite this program. It's the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, Louisiana, Louisiana Main Street, Eunice Main Street, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, John Guillory, Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, the Cajun French Music Association, the CFMA, KRVS 88.7 FM, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. Let's thank them again with a round of applause. This next song, do you want to plug in an extra here, Ann?
How about that MC tonight, Mr. Carl Brazil?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I really feel driven to say a couple of words about this guy. A lot of you know him. He's an amazing person. He was from right up the road, Crowley, Louisiana, but he left and he went all over the world starting radio stations like in Russia and in other countries, Romania, all over the world, and made a fortune, and then he came back to Louisiana. So we're so glad he's back. How about that?
Thank you, Ann.
And he's spending his money here in Louisiana.
The fortune was made for the company, not for the guys doing the work. But thank you for your kind words. That's very, very nice of you. The last song on this list, we might have time to add one. Yeah. Was written by the great American singer, songwriter, and actress Ruth Brown, known as the Queen of R&B. This tune is called Wild Young Men.
Yeah, and I want to thank you all again before the show ends for coming out tonight. It's so great to see so many good friends out there, and thanks a lot. And please check our CDs if you want to get a nice Christmas present for somebody, a stocking stuffer. And we're going to end up here with Wild Young Men, but this song is in honor of my Wild Young Band because they're pretty wild, and I'm really glad they'll hang out with me. They're a lot of fun. So here we go, a little nice song called Wild Young Men. must confess.